The EntertainmentEarth.com podcast, our 50 minutes on the Earth, my name is Place, you see me, you know, be close on too. Hello, and welcome to the Entertainment Earth podcast for Friday, March 20th, 2009. I am your host, Adam Paulus, with you as always, because someone's got to be here. I am here to tell you about all kinds of new toys and stuff. We've got an exciting show. Even though your favorite shows are going to be going off the air on TV tonight, Battlestar Galactica is going to come to an end, and Clone Wars is going off for the season, and really, do you have a reason to live? Because I don't. But anyway, let's get on with this show, shall we? And I'll try to take the gun out of my mouth. Movies! Movies, movies, movies. The top five movies at last week. At the box office last week are Race to Witch Mountain with $24.4 million. Watchmen with $17.8 million. Last House on the Left with $14.1 million. Taken with $6.6 million. And Medea Goes to Jail with $5.1 million. New this week at the box office, I Love You Man, Duplicity, Knowing, Sin Nombre, and Hunger, most of which you probably won't see. TV, Clone Wars. Tonight is the season finale with new bounty hunter Cad Bane, which is apparently a big deal. It's in all the marketing, but I don't know. We'll see how he is. Transformers Animated Season 3 continues. A new episode airs Saturday morning. It may include Waspinator, according to some of the teasers. Battlestar Galactica's final episode airs tonight. Now what, nerds? Well, I'm a nerd too, so now what, people like me? I don't know what to do with nothing. I guess Caprica's coming. I actually haven't watched Battlestar Galactica, I'll be honest with you, because I'm a Star Wars guy. But anyway, it is very sad that it is over. I feel for you. I know what it's like to have something great go off the air, and it's a crying shame that they had to split the last season into two. But maybe now we can get on to business of making more awesome Battlestar Galactica collectibles, because they certainly haven't done all that much yet, just a few figures and vehicles, but that's how I see the world, as toys. So next we have, Mystery Science Theater fans, Volume 15 of the DVD is coming out in July. You'll get Robot vs. the Aztec Mummy, Girl in Lover's Lane, Zombie Nightmare, and Racket Girls. I hear that they're not all great, but they are Mystery Science Theater, and that is what counts. Toys! Yes, toys. That's why we're here. G.I. Joe, movie Destro has been revealed. He is cool, and I think I talked about this last week. So let's move on to something else. Sunbow has the DVD rights. The Sunbow DVD rights have gone to Shout Factory, and Shout Factory are releasing the DVDs this summer. So if you want to buy Season 1 of G.I. Joe, and I guess Transformers 2, that'll be something coming up soon. Transformers, Target got the exclusive Sunstorm and Ratchet, Shockwave and Bumblebee figure sets for animated. They're $25 a whack. G.I. Joe, I forgot to mention, Target also got the Tiger Rat and the Python Conquest. And those are also $25 each. And the rest of it will be a little less disorganized. Secret Saturdays figures, Mattel will be doing them, as well as creature figures, roleplay items like swords. I don't know the show too well, but there are swords and this roleplay claw. And a Cryptopedia encyclopedia thing. You can plug your stuff in and get data on these animals, creatures, what have you. It looks very interesting. I don't watch the show yet, so I don't know what I'm missing. But if you do, you probably know exactly how good news this is. And if you could tell me, that would be great. Peanuts. Japanese manufacturers are making vinyl Snoopy and Peanut statues. The best of these is a retro Snoopy based on the earliest appearances of the character before the character really started to talk. This 11-inch vinyl figure looks very different than the other Snoopy stuff I've seen and sold over the years, so take a look at that if you have a chance. Stargate SG-1 fans. Quantum Mechanics is doing a coaster based on the design of the Stargate, and it's very stunning. Yes, it's a coaster. Yes, it's stunning. It's like something you put your drink on. It's got a blue base, a gray border with painted details. It's nice. I've never seen a coaster before that I said, that's very gorgeous. I would like to have one. Even if you don't know what Stargate is, it looks very nice, and that's why it costs a little bit more. But they don't usually make prop replica coasters. It reminds me of Portal, too, so it's good times. Star Wars. Hasbro will be packaging various figures from Evolutions and their Order 66 two-packs in the Build-A-Droid assortment with parts for the HK-47 figure. Figures include Episode 2, Evolutions Anakin, the ARC Trooper from Target's Order 66 packs last year, the Hoth Rebel Trooper, no changes, the Space Trooper, no changes, Jango Fett from Evolutions, and the Evolutions Clone Wars pilot from Episode 3 that was released last year in the Legacy Collection. So they're not all Evolutions, but most of them are. Diamond Select Toys, their 19-inch Han Solo and Hoth outfit action figure has shipped at finer stores near you or near your internets. Entertainment Earth has them, and the prices are good. Just saying. Star Trek, Mattel has announced new die-cast vehicles of the Saratoga, as well as numerous battle-damaged vehicles and the HMS Bounty from Star Trek IV. Diamond Select also did us a favor by making a video of our exclusive tricorder, the Entertainment Earth exclusive medical tricorder, which you can now see on our product information page. I put it there yesterday, so unless someone took it away, it is still there. Statues. We have a lot of fans of statues, so you'll be glad to know that Dark Horse is doing an Uncle Scrooge retro statue. I love Uncle Scrooge. He is the best character you can get because he's a rich duck with no pants, which you don't see enough of. Most rich people have pants. They're also doing, in general, statues of Doc Savage, Sheena, Queen of the Jungle, and some anime companies are making something called Crazy Shrine Maidens, which I looked at and they weren't that crazy, but I guess they are Shrine Maidens. So as anime statues go, yeah, they're okay. Not bad, certainly. Watchmen continues with Japanese releases of Kubricks and Bear Bricks from Medicom. They're making pretty much all the main characters in Ku or Bear Brick form, and they are coming out later this year, and they're pretty great. So there you go. That is the long and the short of our toy news this week. New at Entertainment Earth. Free shipping! That sounded nice and annoying. Entertainment Earth has free shipping through March 31st. If you order $99 worth of in-stock merchandise, you get free shipping. Wow. We also have lots of great items to let you get the free shipping. The Star Wars exclusive Joker Squad action figures are in stock, and they're great. If you listen to last week's Toy of the Week podcast, you'll hear all about them. You get six figures, and they're $40. Temple of Doom Indiana Jones action figures are in stock for now. They won't be for very long. They're going very fast. We also have the variant DC Universe Batman Beyond and Cyborg figures, formerly from KB Toys. The Superman Red and Black DC Universe figures, hard to get. Walmart exclusive Allspark Battles Transformers Big Daddy, Grindcore, and more. We also have blank Mighty Mugs and thousands of other items, which you can get free shipping on, but you gotta act fast because it's all over March 31st, 2009, when the world as we know it comes to an end. Because Entertainment Earth no longer has free shipping. Video games. Video games. WiiWare! If you have a Wii, you can download the Commodore 64 game Summer Games 2, or the WiiWare rhythm game Bit Trip Beat. Why you'd want to do that, I'm not sure. But on the Xbox 360, you can download Hasbro's Family Game Night with Kinect 4, Scrabble, Battleship, and Yahtzee. Each game is a la carte, meaning it's a separate download, meaning it's $10 each. I have not tried any of them yet, but I look forward to trying them someday soon. Monopoly is already on the platform, but it's a retail product for about $30. Arkanoid Live's achievements were revealed this week, so that means it's coming pretty soon, and I am very excited about Arkanoid Live. Let me tell you, that's good times. That's it for this week's show, actually. We are about done. This week's Toy of the Week are the Mattel DC Universe Cyborg and Batman Beyond variant figures. These were formerly KB exclusives, but because KB is no longer with us, you can hear all about them here because we carry them, and a few other people probably do as well. We are always on Twitter because we have to do something, twitter.com/EntEarth, E-N-T-E-R-T-H. If you want to follow my crazy antics, in addition to the work antics, that's Adam16bit, A-D-A-M-16-B-I-T, which is pretty close to my email address, adam@16bit.com, which you can email me at. And tell me whatever you want about the show, your life in general, what you had for lunch today if you want. I might not read those ones, but you can email me that thing if you would like. And that's about all we got. Don't forget to set your DVRs for the finales of your favorite shows, because some great stuff's going off the air for a while or forever. And, boy, I guess that's pretty much it. So I will see all you guys next time. Have a great first day of spring. It's coming up next week. Later. All right. So you may have heard the show. It sounds a little funny. I plugged in the microphone at the wrong time, so my USB microphone that I've been using for many, many years on this podcast was not actually picking up the sound, but rather the microphone that I keep forgetting is built into my computer that I had to replace last year. So, and actually it seems like the sound quality is a little less awful, but I'm not entirely sure. So you let me know how it sounds. If you think it sounds better this way, I'll just keep using this one. And I'll save the external mic for purposes which will be determined at a later time. What else do I got? Looking around. Oh, Peggle. I am playing the ever-living crap out of Peggle on the Xbox. If anyone says you should download it, do so at your own risk. It's a lot of fun, but it is a time sink. But thankfully, it doesn't take too long to beat a level. Lots of fun. It's like Plinko was combined with more Plinko, and it's great. Yeah. I wanted to talk about some Transformer stuff, but I didn't have enough time on the show. Because it's a Toy of the Week one, we only do one theme a week. I also got the Transformers Universe Hotshot and Ratchet figures, which we carry and you can get elsewhere. I will say that Ratchet is pretty much what you expect, and Hotshot, at least mine, is a little disappointing, but I'll get into that next week. Boy, that's really it. I wish I did more exciting stuff, but really, I don't want to go into detail about what I had for lunch yesterday. I could, but no one wants that. Oh, and I'm still looking for an Xbox fighting stick like the rest of the world, so if you have one, count your blessings, because I have to make do with a controller, and that's no good. I want something big. Anyway, happy Soul Caliburing and Street Fightering, everyone. Have a wonderful week, and I will see you all next time.